In Cairo's Sayyid Zainab district, Ramadan has taken hold. Whether buying festive lamps or dried fruits for iftar to break the daily fast, people happily mix the festive with the holy.
It represents to us all that is good, prayers and fasting, and of course getting closer to God, everything good.
Yet even as people go about their preparations for the nightly feasts, the suffering of fellow Muslims is never far from some minds. The rise of Sunni militants in Iraq and Syria and the intervention of foreigners leave this shopkeeper unnerved.
May God rescue Iraq from Americans and Daesh and such problems. May God rescue them. Frankly, we are in great pain for our brothers in Iraq and our brothers in Syria.
Ramadan prayers also go to fellow Egyptians, who just a year ago saw a president overthrown and a crackdown on dissent begin. Some are grateful for this year's relative calm.
There's a great difference. At least this year, we are somehow optimistic. Last year, we were in a state of destruction. We could not really feel the taste of what we eat at iftar, truly.
As night falls, some cares fall away. There is, at least on some streets, joy. Family members use whatever they can to brighten their homes for nightly gatherings, living in hope that the turmoil of the past few years will bring a better life.
In fact, it is much better than the last 3 or 4 years, and may God make it a year of blessing on the Arab and Islamic world, like those days we were in Tahrir for the sake of the homeland and its safety. But this year, thanks be to God, we are optimistic.
Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.